The Raiders have been in the news this week after a draft pick said that he was told by Antonio Pierce he was a coin flip away from being drafted over Bowers. I don't know if that's true or not, but I kind of want to talk about the Raiders. Sammy, I got two stats for you. One real, one fake. You ready to roll?
I am, and I kind of fuck with the fact that they told him that. That's kind of funny.
It's hilarious. All right, stat number one. The Raiders haven't won a playoff game since 2006.
I think it's four. Okay, stat two.
Stat two. The Raiders haven't won a Super Bowl since they were in Los Angeles.
They lost to Tampa Bay when they were Oakland in 2001 or two, right? What year was that? 2001 or two, whatever it was. I feel like they've won not in LA. But I'm pretty sure they haven't won since 2004 a playoff game. Or maybe that was it. I'm going to go. The first one is the. No. Yeah, first one's the real one. They haven't won a playoff game since 2006.
Sammy, that's not true. They haven't won a playoff
game. I should have gone with my gut.
Since 2001, they actually haven't won a Super Bowl other than in Los Angeles.
Wait, so I was right.
At first, you said, which one did you say was the real one?
I said the first one.
No.
I'm going to go with the first one. Like, they haven't won a playoff game since whatever.
Since 2006, yeah, that's a fake stat.
Yeah, so I was right.
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying which one was real. Okay, I thought you were saying which stat was real. Okay.
No, I was. Oh, wait, so time out. Yeah. You said, what was number two?
The Raiders haven't won a Super Bowl since they were in L.A.
Oh, so that was the real one. Oh, yeah,
that's
I was
the
wrong.
Real
I was
stat.
Wrong.
Okay.
They never won in Oakland. It feels like they're bigger as the Oakland Raiders than they are as the Los Angeles Raiders.
Yeah, and now that I actually like start thinking about this, right, and I'll get to the quiz here in a second, but I was like, you know what? They should have probably moved like the Raiders to Vegas and then had like a Vegas team, the Chargers, and like changed their name. Since like the Raiders won Super Bowls in Los Angeles.
You mean they should have moved the Chargers to Vegas?
Yeah. And you could change their name, like make them like the Renegades or something, like more Vegas.
Or just make them the Las Vegas Chargers.
Chargers, yeah.
And then you should have moved Oakland back to LA. Because that way it wouldn't be like the Chargers and Rams where no one gives a fuck about the Chargers. And everyone can,
right.
It'd be actually pretty even rivalry. It would be like, it'd be like
the Rams
Jets Giants.
Yeah, and it'd probably be Raiders being a bigger fan base.
Yeah. Which then LA would be not happy about that either. But the Rams, you know what? The Rams should have stayed in St. Louis. LA should be the Raiders and Vegas should be the Chargers.
Yeah, simple there solution. We go. That's a very simple solution right there.
Or all San right. Diego also.
That works as well. All right, Sammy, I got a little quiz for you on the Raiders. Can you name all six starting quarterbacks the Raiders have had since 2017?
Might be able to do this since 2017. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr.
That's correct.
You said six, correct?
Yep.
Okay, Derek Carr. Marcus Mariota.
Nope.
He started a game for the Raiders since 2017.
Nah, he hasn't. I feel like pretty he has, fair. But like I don't know. According to Wikipedia, I did not see him on there.
I gotta fact check this.
Okay, well, we'll fact check that one.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's correct.
Aiden O'Connell, what's his name?
Aiden O'Connell did.
Okay, that's three. Who else has started for the Raiders? I might need help with this one. Aiden O'Connell, Derek Carr.
Yep.
What's his face?
Yeah, and Marcus Mariota never started a game for the Raiders. He played a game when Derek Carr got injured, and then Carr came back the next week.
That's weird. Okay. Who am I missing here?
Garoppolo, O'Connell, and Carr. Yeah, Carr, no, O'Connell, Carr. Garoppolo.
Man. The Raiders.
Raiders.
I'm trying to think. Who started?
I'm going to give you a quick hint here. Two of them were New England Patriots.
Brian Hoyer?
Mm-hmm. Brian Hoyer is correct.
I should knew that fucking shit. Well, and Garoppolo is a Patriot, but another one you're saying. Jacoby Brissett? Did he play
no. Raiders? No.
Patriots. There's two left, man.
Two left.
Heinicke didn't play there. Okay, white or black?
One's white, one's black.
Damn it. That just made it even. 50-50.
And I think they both started just one game.
I have to concede, George. All right. I have to concede.
Jared Stidham started a game for the Raiders.
Fuck, I knew that.
And EJ Manuel.
No way he started a game for
them. One game for the Raiders.
Wow. That one, you got me on that one.
Yeah. All right, man. So talking about the Raiders, Sam, I got a quick opinion for you here. I think the Raiders hired Antonio Pierce to make a culture change. Not necessarily win a Super Bowl. They might win a Super Bowl. I think it was the right hire. But they were ready to, like, you know, put their staple as a tough-nosed Raiders football team. And that's why they hired Antonio Pierce full-time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Antonio Pierce is a culture builder. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're no one, including the Raiders, are 110% sure how good of an NFL head coach he is yet. You know, they were a little bit up and down in terms of his interim time. And I think they're just basing this off the fact that he had some of that college experience with Herm Edwards. Now, that also didn't go great. They went through a lot of sanctions and different things, but who fucking cares? College football is all corrupt.
And exactly.
Like, it wouldn't be corrupt now. Oh, 2 years later, it wouldn't be corrupt that they were, like, you know, illegally recruiting players, whatever. But they were actually building a pretty good culture at Arizona State. And Herm Edwards always talked about Antonio Pierce as one of those guys that was really helping that. And now with the Raiders, you saw guys like Max Crosby and Josh Jacobs and all the players coming out and talking about how they want him to be the head coach. And they made this mistake last time, George, that interim head coach they had before they after
Rich
Gruden.
Something.
Rich, yeah. He's like the Hawaiian or Polynesian guy. He was after Gruden. They didn't listen to the players and they played really well and they went and hired McDaniels and it didn't work again. So I think this time they're simply going for, even if we can't, we're not 100% sure about the coaching, at least we're starting to build a culture that we haven't had for a while.
Exactly. No, totally agree. And I mean, that's why I said that. I think it's just a culture build. Sammy, what's your opinion on the Raiders?
My opinion is that he's gonna succeed a lot. And I think there's one simple reason for that. I think he is a football guy. And I think he's going to be able to be the Dan Campbell for the Raiders.
Dan Campbell, that's a great point.
Passed around. Remember, like, oh, he can't be a good coach. He was in Miami and all these things. And I remember a lot of people used to talk about him, like Colin Coward would say, like, you never have a buff big guy as a coach like that. Yeah. And he was that weird big guy that was also emotional at the same time. He was also wired up on 5 red eye Starbucks coffees while also crying when something happens, while also being like the dad, while also being the asshole. Like, it was a nice mix, and I think Antonio Pierce has that to him. And he might not be the number one coach in X and O's, Dan Campbell, for example, and neither might Antonio Pierce. But there's one thing that when you're a culture builder and you're that guy that players love, you'll also probably be able to bring coaches that really help you succeed as well. And I think I've heard Antonio Pierce say something about he wants to build the room of guys that are smarter than him. And sometimes that's what you need as a coach. Right. Those guys that fill the room.
I don't think necessarily he's going to be doing all the X's and O's. I think he's going to be bringing the Steves and Joes. I don't know, whatever they say. He's literally going to, you know, like
the Steves and Joes.
I don't know, like people. Like, he's going to bring in good people around him.
Yeah.
And those people are going to be, like you said, probably really good at X's and O's and smart for football. Like, he's a very smart football guy. Obviously, played in the NFL. He's amazing, right? Like, but I think he's in there as the head, right, and the culture builder. And then if he brings in the right coordinators and assistant coaches around him, I think they could really succeed. And I feel like he is, like, the definition. When I think about the Las Vegas Raiders head coach, I think of Antonio Pierce or John Gruden. But, like, that's who I think of.
I mean, John Gruden, that was, he would have done well too, but
he was doing
no
well.
More.
Yeah, yeah, no more.
I do think it's going to work though. I think, and I think weirdly Vegas, I don't, it's not a small city. It's not like small market, but it has that kind of feel maybe to me because it's like a new team that doesn't have much right. success yet. I feel like a lot of these smaller market teams that find their guy or these franchises that need a reboot, let's just say that, like Detroit, mm-hmm. like, I don't know, a lot of teams also are good in these like hard-nosed systems, like the yeah. Kansas City, I don't know, it feels like blue-collar cities are starting to get good at sports again too. If you look at the NBA, it's like the Oklahoma City's really good and the this. There's a mix, obviously, but we have a lot of like these teams that haven't been winning starting to win. If you find the right guy for the culture, it makes a humongous difference. So I'm going to – that's they're the West Coast Detroit Lions.
Absolutely. Sammy, I hope you have a great weekend. That's what I want to tell you here. It's Friday. Enjoy your weekend. There's no football to watch, but there's a lot of basketball to watch. And if you like basketball, you can check out our basketball channel in the link in the description, Hoops on Tap, and along with all our personal channels, our Seattle Sports channel. So make sure you like and subscribe to this one as well. My name is George on Tap, the big brother. As always, with me is my little brother, Sammy, on tap. Thank you for That's watching. Me. Have a great weekend. And Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by, y'all. Peace.